Welcome to Belfast City Vineyard, where we are pursuing formation in the presence of Jesus, community gathered around him, and the impact he empowers us to bring in our families, city, and the world. The following message was given at one of our Sunday services. For more information, visit our website at belfastcityvineyard.com.
Well, today I want to introduce something that I hope will impact our entire church this autumn and far beyond. We're beginning a journey called Present, or God's Presence in Every Home. We're going to be preaching on it in the coming weeks, but it's going to be far more than a sermon series. It's a whole church invitation into practices and rhythms to help all of us grow deeper in our daily life with Jesus and our experience of him. Last week, we saw how even though we're scattered through different services, and some of us online, some of us able to gather in in-person gatherings, even though we're scattered, our practices and our rhythms are things that can keep us united together. And it's my hope and prayer that we as BCV engage in this, that we are impacted as individuals, but also experience the power and momentum and unity of an entire church journeying the same practices, rhythms, and disciplines as we follow Jesus together. More on the specifics of what that's going to look like in just a minute, but I want to begin by talking to us about discerning what Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, is saying to us as a church. So I want to talk about discerning the times. The pandemic has done an awful lot of things, and it's wrecked an awful lot of things. I'm sure you would agree. One of the things it's done is it's exposed things. It's exposed people's hearts. It's exposed things in the structures around society. It's also provoked a lot of things, and it's forced people to ask a lot of questions. And it's one of the things it's done for me and for the team here at BCV. It has provoked us to spend a lot of time trying to discern what God is saying to us in these times. What does it mean that we haven't been able to gather together, and that we're only now being able to gather in some limited ways? What does it mean that we haven't been able to sing together as we normally would in worship? What does it mean that for months we were more or less confined to our homes? And some of us still are confined to our homes, and that became the primary place where we met with God. What does it mean that we as a church family have been on the move, no longer in Fleming Fulton School, but striking out in different parts of the city? What is the Spirit of God saying to us? What are the opportunities and invitations that he has for us? How is he using even a pandemic to draw us closer to Jesus and to one another? If you haven't spent any time thinking about that and discerning, what is God trying to say to me? What is he trying to say to our city? What is he trying to say to our community? Maybe we should. Well, my thoughts and our team's thoughts and discernment were really helped by a pastor called Mark Sayers. And he's a brilliant thinker. He's a pastor from Australia. He's an author. He's written a number of books. These two are my favorite. They've really impacted me. They're called Disappearing Church and Reappearing Church. I highly recommend them. And a few months ago, I had the opportunity to be on a webinar where Mark was holding forth on things, and super helpful. And on this webinar, he mentioned about one of the impacts of COVID-19, that overnight, the locus or the focus, the place of encounter and worship and discipleship is no longer the church service or the church building, but is in the home and household. As the world locked down with coronavirus, overnight, the locus of God's presence became the household all over again. And he used the language of altars, building. We have this chance to build or rebuild an altar of worship in every home. Why did he use the word altar? Well, in the Old Testament, altars were places of worship or sacrifice. in prayer and crying out to God. And they were these places of encounter with God. They were threshold places where heaven touches earth in incredibly unique ways. And for us as followers of Jesus, we don't need to build a literal altar in our back garden or in our home and have sacrifices on it. Jesus on the cross was our sacrifice. And his actions there cover over our sin and shame and guilt forever. We don't need to build physical altars. But as St. Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." We're to offer our whole lives as living sacrifices, understanding that everything is worship. We're to live as disciples or apprentices of Jesus, offering up every area of our lives. And what if the Holy Spirit is inviting followers of Jesus, like you and me, to take responsibility all over again for our own discipleship journey and to build an altar of worship and encounter with the presence of God in our lives again? Well, what's our invitation as BCV in this season, in this moment? Well, we really think that this is something important for this season, for our church and for many other churches. I believe God is doing something with households. He's restoring the vibrancy and the potency and the centrality of the household as the first place for discipleship and evangelism and encounter with him, for things like prayer and power and hospitality. He is inviting us into a commitment to his presence in every home, rooting faith deeply within the household first, our daily habits and practices that we do over and over again, opportunities to offer ourselves as living sacrifices through not just our words, but our actions. There's nothing wrong with church. There's nothing wrong with church buildings. There's nothing wrong with church programs. It is so wonderful to be back meeting together again. It is just brilliant. And whether you're watching this online or you're in a church building with me right now, there's nothing wrong with it. And it's brilliant and it's great. But if coming to a church service is the only anchor point of life with Jesus, it's not offering our whole lives to Jesus as a living sacrifice. And it loads up Sunday morning, Sunday evenings, Wednesday night, Sunday morning online with more weight than it can bear. It asks it to bear too much weight. And it won't work long term if we wish to grow in our faith and life with Jesus. One part of the invitation to BCV in this season is for each of us to evaluate, has going to services over months and years replaced somehow deep personal rhythms of worship, prayer, the scriptures? Or have we slid out of that place of personal responsibility for our own discipleship journey with Jesus? Have we just expected services alone to bear the weight of everything we need, and frankly, everything we need to offer as apprentices to Jesus? And what if part of the invitation to us is not just to evaluate where we are with all of that, but to begin to build and rebuild and renew some of those rhythms and practices rooted deeply within our daily lives, our household? Again, I believe the Holy Spirit wants to do something in every household. Whether we're single, whether we're an empty nester, whether we're single parents, or whether we have a family living with us, families of all different shapes and sizes, I believe he wants us all in this season to build or rebuild or to continue these practices, rhythms, these postures of discipleship that we return to again and again, that keep us in his presence where the Holy Spirit forms us into the likeness of Jesus, able to live lives of mercy, joy, peace, forgiveness, and action in his name. Lives that build legacy and recover lost things, renew broken things, which we're all going to need to do in the coming months and years. And so we as BCV have been trying to speak into this kind of life for a long time. We talk about formation and community and impact regularly. But even though we do that, I believe there's more, and I believe there's more in this season. And what if we seized this moment and took up this invitation from Jesus to root and ground life with him in our households, in our daily practices and rhythms as his friends, followers, apprentices, and we helped each other do that? I think it would be the most powerful and important thing we could really ever do, is to offer our bodies, our whole lives, afresh as living sacrifices, to respond to the chaos and wreckage of this pandemic by pressing in to the order and structure and peace of the kingdom of God that is ruled by our Lord Jesus. So this autumn, we're going to go on a journey together, and I would so encourage us not to miss this invitation. So what is it going to look like? What is it going to look like? Well, of course, it's me, so there will be sermons. We kind of can't do anything else without sermons. Over the next 6 weeks, we'll be teaching and preaching on Wednesday nights, Sunday morning online, Sunday evening in person here. And we will certainly be doing that. We'll be preaching about this. And that's an important part, but it's not the most important part of God's presence in every home. If all we ever do is listen to talks, it's just not going to get it done. We also need actions and practices, and we need to get our hands dirty rather than just listening to talks over and over again. So we will be preaching, and it is important, but it's not the most important thing. There's going to be practices. Every week, again, not just a sermon, but we're going to introduce one practice a week. Practices that over time root our lives with Jesus deeply in our household rhythms and habits. You know, what we practice forms and shapes us. We've talked about that so often as a church here in BCV. And practices like worship, Sabbath, prayer, daily examine, confession, scriptures, looking outward towards others, and more. And you might be sitting here thinking like, Andy, I've been overwhelmed in this pandemic. It's been the hardest thing I've ever faced. And there's so much coming at me. Why are you giving me more assignments that I have to do? I just feel overwhelmed by that. Well, I would just say gently back to you that these aren't assignments. They're practices. They're disciplines. They're opportunities that we get to engage in. See, we're all becoming a certain type of person. And by taking on practices, by taking up that invitation from Jesus, we get to take on practices that center us on Jesus and his presence and his kingdom. And when that happens, over time, we become like him from the inside out. We've chosen the practices that we've chosen because we think they're important, but we've also chosen them because they will work in your home and in your everyday life. And so whether you are still in your home and you're watching this online or whether you're here with me, this is rooting our lives in Jesus deeply within our daily household practice, whatever our household looks like. So there's practices. There's also going to be resources to help, because I know and you know we're all starting at different places with this. Some of us are really experienced in following Jesus, and we're experienced in all these things, and they've blessed our lives for many years, been active in our lives for a long time. Others of us, we have had experience of this, but we haven't engaged with rhythms with Jesus for a long time, and it's just grown a bit stale and cold. Or maybe I've just talked to so many people that over lockdown and over the pandemic, it just kind of went sideways with Jesus. And again, we're just saying as your church family, just come home. That's okay. Come back, come home. This is a beautiful opportunity to rebuild and re-engage with these things. And then some of us, we've just never had anybody take us by the hand and show us how to follow Jesus. No one's ever taught us how to pray. No one's ever taught us about Sabbath. No one's ever shown us in a way that we could root these practices deep in our real lives, the rhythms of our daily lives. And that's okay. We want to help. So we have created resources. It's essential that there are resources and ideas to help and encourage you and your household, whatever that looks like. So there's lots of creative ideas and resources from people right here in BCV to help you and guide you with the different practices, creative things. It's not a one-size-fit-all. So no matter what your household looks like, no matter your age and stage and makeup of your household, we have resources to help you engage in these practices and see life with Jesus grow in your household. And so in the coming weeks, we'll be emailing you out a link to a resources page, and you will be able to just take advantage of tons of those resources to encourage you, to help you, and to get you going with that. Another part of this that we think is really important is a gift and a visit. A gift and a visit. What on earth am I talking about? Well, in the scriptures, particularly in the Old Testament, God instructed his people to set up altars, which we've been talking about. He also, at different moments of just immense times in the life of the people of God, he had them set up marker stones to, you know, he had them build physical objects to help them and their families and even the whole nation to remember him, to draw them back to God and his provision for them and his presence with them. There was this physical objects that they were to build and set up, not to worship, but to point them to him. And we thought that that was really important. It was an important part for this project this autumn for us as a whole church. And we began to ask, what if every home, what if every household, no matter what it looks like, had a focal point that reminded us of Jesus' presence with us and called us back to our discipleship journey and inspired us to take responsibility for our own life with Jesus and for our household's life with Jesus. Again, whatever our household happens to look like. So we commissioned some of our artisan craftsmen in BCV to hand make a simple but beautiful gift to be delivered to every household that wants one. Don't panic. It's not a book of my sermons that you have to read. It's way better than that. So people in your church community have made something with their hands to give to you as a physical sign and reminder to point us to reach for more in our household rhythms, our daily life with Jesus. Something that could be displayed in our homes to point us to Jesus and his presence, and again, to inspire us to seize this invitation to plant and renew our faith and practices in our homes and households and to offer every part of our lives to Jesus all over again. And as part of this, it's not just a gift. We don't just want to post one of these things out to you. We want it to be a surprise. So that's why I'm not telling you exactly what it is. We don't just want to post these out to you. We wanted to visit you and to pray for you and to bless your household and to commission your household to really reach for this. So our pastoral care team and our pastoral staff are prepared to visit every household in BCV that wants one to deliver this gift and to pray for you and to bless each home and whoever is in it and to commission each household to reach for this. So where do I give my yes? If you're like, yes, please, where do you give your yes? How do I get involved? Well, a great way to get involved is participating in our services, again, whether online or in person, where we're going to be talking about God's presence in every home over the next few weeks. But I did say earlier that hearing talks isn't enough. And a great way to get involved is actually participating in the weekly practice. It'll be one practice a week. We're not going to overwhelm you. Participate in the weekly practice and just give it your best shot using the resources that we're going to provide for you to help you and to encourage you. Another way to be involved is to simply by talking about it in life groups that you join up with as you share your life and your heart and what you're journeying, and just in community as you're talking to your friends and family and BCV. And if you do want to participate by having a visit to your home and by having one of the team bring you the gift and then pray for you and bless you and commission you and your household, then we're going to need you to sign up for that because we need to know who wants one and where to go. So it's going to be an opt-in, and it's an opt-in to this for a few reasons. The biggest reason is there's real power when you opt in, right? When you decide, I want this and I'm opting in, that's you engaging your will, and there's real power in that. And Jesus wants to meet you there when you engage your will. But then the other reason it's an opt-in is we can't just advertise a free gift on our website. We may be overrun with people and things like that. And we want to begin with our BCV family and make sure everyone in our BCV family that wants this visit and this gift can have it. So if you want this and you want to opt in, you are going to be sent an email to opt in. You need to watch for that email. It's going to come into your email inbox this coming Monday. And so what's really important is that we actually have your correct email on our database and that the emails from BCV aren't going to your junk folder or something like that. And you may need to go into Church Suite, our database, to make sure you've checked that you receive general emails from BCV. If you're confused about that, if you need help with that, if you're not sure, you can just email us at info@BelfastCityVineyard.com, info@BelfastCityVineyard.com, and we'll make sure you are signed up and everything like that. But if you're already receiving our BCV weekly email, then we have it and everything is great. But if you're not sure, again, email us and we will make sure you're on the list. So lots more to come in the coming weeks. But I want to close with this. I believe that now is the time. It's time to build again. It's time to face chaos with structure and order that comes from Jesus and life with Him. It might be for some of us time to rebuild. It might be for some of us, it's our moment to really begin to follow Jesus deeply and sincerely for the first time. And maybe we've just been considering faith with Him. But now is the time to give our yes and to deeply embrace Him and to make a commitment to Him. And I would encourage us, no matter where we are, and maybe you're sitting here thinking like, I have all these rhythms in my life. I have wonderful practices, Andy. What do you want me to do? I would just say, would you please engage with this deeply for the sake of unity? Everyone who wants one in BCV will get the same gift and a visit. Everyone will be able to do the same rhythms and practices. And there is power as we are doing the same thing together, whether we're online or whether we're gathered in person or some combination of that. This will draw us together as a family. There's going to be great spiritual power and momentum on this practice. As the body of Christ gathers around Jesus, gives its yes to Him all over again, and faces down an autumn that's full of anxiety and questions with faith, and presses into life with Jesus as a response. And we're not going to want to miss this. I want to invite you to stand, and I want to pray for you. And then I want to give a benediction to dismiss you and give you the chance to respond in prayer ministry if you would like that. So I'm going to pray, and I'm going to invite the Holy Spirit's presence to come and rest on the room just for a few moments. I want to pray about some specific things. So whether you're at home watching this online or you're in the room with me, I believe the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you and bless you and minister to you. And then, of course, if you want specific prayer, we'll be able to do that as well. Come, Holy Spirit, again, would you rest upon your people? I just had the sense as we were worshiping that one of the things that is growing in our community is hunger for Jesus. And for some of you, you already were hungry and now you're starving. And for others of you, again, whether you're in the room with me or you're watching right now online, it's just a tiny little spark of hunger, like maybe I'm actually hungry and that hunger is just going to grow. So Holy Spirit, you love to lead us to Jesus. So now would you lead us to Jesus? Would you cause our hunger for Jesus to grow and grow and grow? And just particularly for those of you online, but also in the room, I just had a sense that you're engaging with this right now. And it's like you would describe your faith as like brittle. Like when paper gets wet and then dries, it's really brittle. And that's how you would describe your insides and your faith and your life with Jesus. And if that's you, I felt the Holy Spirit saying to you and over you, come home. That he wanted to minister to you and take what is really brittle and make it robust again. And it is a season of rebuilding, but also refreshing. And where the world is like circling the wagons for what's about to come, that there will be refreshment coming from the Holy Spirit. So if you want refreshment from the Holy Spirit and more from Jesus, I would just invite you to put a hand on your heart or to raise your hand or do nothing at all. I don't want to make anybody do anything. So whether you're in the room or you're at home and you just want to respond, come Holy Spirit and refresh your people. Birth hunger again. We just say we want to be a people who are responsive. We look to Jesus first, and we believe he will deliver us, that he's with us. So come and lead us to Jesus, Holy Spirit. Where we are brittle, would you cause us to be robust? Strengthen us, refresh us. We love you. And we put our hands up and say yes and amen to you and all you are doing in our lives. We want to follow you. We take responsibility for our life with you. We want your presence in our homes. We will build our altars. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless your people. Now, I want to give a benediction over you, which is like a blessing, to send you out. And so, please just receive this. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Savior be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forevermore. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message. For all the latest information about what's happening in the life of our church, or if you have any questions or comments, head over to BelfastCityVineyard.com.